Welcome to the Alger Podcast. Following the podcast, there will be a brief disclosure.
I will be providing some of our updated thoughts and observations on the industrial space and highlighting themes within the industry that we're most excited about looking forward. The themes that we're most positive on at this point fit squarely into broader Alger investment philosophy of looking at companies that can generate high unit growth or are exposed to meaningful life cycle change. Many of these have been highlighted in broader commentary by RPMs. Nevertheless, I'll be providing some incremental details. Among the themes that we like at this point are recovering domestic non-residential construction, recovering residential housing in the U.S., and capital deployment, especially at firms that we consider to be platform companies that we believe have strong existing franchises and can integrate assets well. So going through these in greater detail, non-residential construction has been an area of focus for us for over 18 months. We believe domestic non-residential spending has meaningful upside in the coming years. Recovery in this market has lagged the broader domestic economy. In the past 12 months, spending on non-residential construction was equal to roughly 3.5% of GDP. Long-term history suggests that normalized spending levels should be in the 4 to 4.5% of GDP. For the 1993 to 2010 period, the average was 4.2%. Recovery to that level of spending relative to current GDP would imply an incremental $124 billion of spending, or roughly 22% growth without assumption of any growth in GDP. Looking at it differently, McGraw-Hill estimates that in 2014, U.S. added about 950 million square feet of non-residential space, which compares to an average for the 1967 to 2014 period of close to 1.3 million square feet. Thus, using history as a guide implies that activity in this market is over 30% below historic norms. Importantly, our fundamental channel checks strongly support this theme across a number of subsegments, including aggregates, cement producers, lighting companies, security, HVAC, etc. Especially in the past 3 to 6 months, we've been hearing of stronger and broader recovery in non-residential construction vertical. Another theme that we like a lot at this point is the recovery in domestic housing. In 2014, housing starts were just over 1 million units in U.S. That compares to a 55-year average of close to 1.5 million units. Thus, there is roughly 50% upside from current levels just to get back to very long-term trend. Also, it is important to know that residential construction has been running below historic average for the past 7 years. Not only has that absorbed the excess building from the prior cycle, but has also likely created meaningful pent-up demand. There are still meaningful headwinds to a more vibrant recovery in residential construction. Mortgage availability, while marginally easing, remains relatively constrained. Ability of the first-time home buyers to purchase a home and qualify for a mortgage also remains a headwind. However, we see cyclical trends providing meaningful tailwinds to this market, which should drive a continued recovery. Most important is that we're seeing household formation and consumer disposable income picking up. Both drivers are leading to increasing appetite for home purchases and repair remodel activity. Home prices troughed in 2011 and have seen a consistent recovery since. Aside from making consumers feel better about one of their largest investments, this trend has dramatically reduced the level of negative mortgage equity. At the end of 2014, roughly 11% of mortgaged homes in U.S. had negative equity. That compares to 26% in 2010. This materially increases the pool of potential buyers going forward. Our industry channel checks are clearly showing solid consumer interest in housing. Home builders are reporting stronger consumer traffic and order conversions. As it relates to the repair and remodel, we would note that consumer spending on residential properties has been running at 3 to 3.5% of GDP. That compares to average of 4.7% for the past 65 years. Looking at it differently, going back to 1950, recessionary spending on residential properties troughed at 3.2 to 3.9% of GDP. That spending in this market is running around the levels that established a recessionary bottom going back to 1950. Capital deployment is another important theme for industrials. A number of our companies have a substantial amount of excess capital. Given extremely low level of interest rates, deploying this capital either through acquisitions or buybacks becomes very accretive to earnings. Many management teams are clearly focused on this. One of the largest companies that we cover currently has essentially no net debt while its earnings and free cash flow are continuing to grow. This company has a strong global franchise and is managed by a well-regarded management team. As a result, as we've highlighted in the past, companies that fit this criteria have a strong platform to make accretive acquisitions. As we look at the themes that we're most excited about going forward, the companies that we focus on the most are the ones that can outgrow their respective end markets. So, for example, I mentioned aggregates as one of the areas that we have been excited about over the past 6 to 9 months. Aggregates are essentially stones or pebbles, however you want to define it, that are used in construction of roads, various infrastructure projects. Any type of residential or non-residential construction typically involves some use of aggregates as they form a foundation for the structure. Within aggregates, we're basically seeing ability of the producers to capitalize not just on the volume recovery in the underlying market, but also accelerating pricing power for the actual material. That should allow these companies to dramatically outgrow many of their peers. We like some of the aggregates producers more than others because of their cost structure, level of restructuring that's been done from the prior cycle, and quality of the management team. Another example would be companies that participate in adoption of LED lighting. LED lighting benefits from broader recovery in non-residential construction. And then on top of that, there is a secular penetration story that should allow these companies to outgrow whatever the broader macro trends give them. This continued focus on energy efficiency throughout non-residential structures. So we cover, talk to, and own a number of HVAC system manufacturers. But they're benefiting from essentially this trend of property managers looking at their existing facilities and thinking about ways of how can they make the infrastructure more energy efficient. And the developments within the HVAC space are giving them plenty of options to think about, okay, how can they modify existing infrastructure to improve energy efficiency and cut operating costs going forward. A decline in the price of oil and broadly in petrochemicals has had a pretty meaningful impact to the industrial space from a number of different verticals. Companies are benefiting from a decline of their raw material feedstocks. And when we think about companies that are exposed to the domestic consumer, those definitely benefit from a reduction in fuel prices. You know, domestic economy is strongly levered to the domestic consumer, and consumer certainly benefits when the price of gasoline goes from $3.50 a gallon to just over $2. It gives them more disposable income, which ultimately leads to greater demand for a broad variety of things. I will conclude there. Thank you for your time and your continued interest in Fred Alger Management.
The views expressed are the views of Fred Alger Management. These views are subject to change at any time and should not be interpreted as a guarantee of the future performance of the markets, any security, or any funds managed by Fred Alger Management Incorporated. These views should not be considered a recommendation to purchase or sell securities. Individual securities or industries, sectors mentioned, if any, should be considered in the context of an overall portfolio, and therefore reference to them should not be construed as a recommendation or offer to purchase or sell securities. Investing in the stock market involves gains and losses and may not be suitable for all investors. Growth stocks tend to be more volatile than other stocks, as the price of growth stocks tend to be higher in relation to their company's earnings and may be more sensitive to market, political, and economic developments. Founded in 1964, Fred Alger Management provides investment advisory services to institutional and individual investors through traditional and alternative strategies in a variety of products, including separate accounts, mutual funds, and privately offered investment vehicles. For more information, please visit www.alger.com.